Earth, sky.
The space transport company SpaceX made history in late 2010 by launching a spacecraft called Dragon into orbit and recovering it safely, a feat only done before by space agencies of a few nations such as the U.S., Russia, and China. We spoke with astronomer Phil Plate, who writes the Bad Astronomy blog for Discover magazine, about the historic SpaceX flight.
This was, essentially, from what I can tell, a completely flawless flight, which is even more amazing considering that they were going to launch it. There was an anomaly, just one of their sensors went off, and they aborted the launch. And then, like, 2 hours later, they fixed the problem and launched. So the turnaround on even making, you know, finding a problem was like nothing, and they were able to get this thing off the ground. It was amazing.
Dr. Plate said that when the U.S. Space Shuttle retires in 2011, SpaceX and other commercial companies will take over its duties. This could be a new chapter in human spaceflight, said Plate, as more people reach space.
In a few more years, SpaceX, and there are other companies who are looking to do this as well, are going to be able to put heavy payloads into orbit, to be able to bring people into orbit, big satellites, pieces for new space stations, colonies on the moon, astronauts to Mars and near-Earth asteroids. But I think this is going to be a new shift in the way we perceive the Earth. And I think this is going to be very, very positive for us.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.